All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the SuCast. This one is once again a five-part series. This is episode number 4 of that five-part series. And this one delves into the topic of, once again, success, but specifically this one about leaving an impact and making a difference, right? So if you haven't listened to the previous 3 episodes, I encourage you guys to do so. You might be able to find little bits and pieces there that might help you eventually find success or at least be able to celebrate the success you have now. So with that being said, let's get into today's topic. So starting off, again, we're defining success here, right? If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, these are the 5 things, at least that I, off the top of my head, would think about make someone successful, or at least even for myself, what I deem as success, right? Even for my own life. So especially this is leaving a meaningful impact or creating a meaningful impact. And also alongside that is that positive influence, right? Now, this specifically is something that I feel like also is tied into pretty much your lasting legacy. Like when you are on your deathbed, whenever that may be, are you happy with the legacy that you left behind? Did you leave a legacy behind, right? I think a lot of people even think that way. Like, did I even leave a legacy behind in my life? You know, sure you did. Whether, you know, it was positive or not, that is completely, you know, subjective and up to you and how you lived your life, right? And again, this is why we're talking about leaving a meaningful impact and that positive influence side of things. Now, how exactly do you leave a meaningful impact or, you know, have a positive influence? Well, that's what we're going to talk about here. So, you know, starting off with this, the point number one I want to make is, you have a pretty much as you go through life in all stages of your life, there's going to be kind of this ripple effect, right? Of basically influence. And you're hoping that majority of the time it's positive influence that is happening. And this is really, I mean, even when we're younger, and my background, again, as an educator, studying some of this and studying some of the, you know, dynamics of parenting and family and everything else like that, a lot of that ripple effect happens even as a child, right? And it kind of starts to form you as a person, even at a young age, right? So that's what I'm talking about. The ripple effect will happen, obviously, as you get older, you start to go through your adolescence, you start to be, you know, teenager, young adult, into your adulthood. But a lot of that too, a lot of that influence even comes from our parents or our environment, right? There's this whole debate between nature and nurture. Well, you know, that's kind of, I don't want to go too far into that, but basically we learn how to do things from our parents, our environment, and how life is kind of treating us, right? And that's something that really kind of shapes what kind of influence we have on our outside world, right? What kind of influence, like how have we been influenced through our lives and what do we do to influence others? And again, this is something that is really, a lot of people don't think about this, right? And that's why even before in previous episodes, I talk so much about understanding or at least like reflecting on yourself, self-awareness, being mindful, like mindfulness is so important because how can you really think about the ripple effect that you're having or the positive influence that you're having on the world or the people around you unless you know how to be mindful, right? So in a sense too, if you think about impact or positive influence, this is almost similar to, I'm sure some of you guys had heard the phrase, pay it forward, right? Doing something, I guess the biggest example of this would be someone like basically paying for your food and that person like, or for groceries, for example, someone would come along, they pay for your groceries and you'd be like, no, I don't want you to pay for it. But then they end up paying for it. And they're just like, you know what? Pay it forward. You know, so all they want you to do is to do another act of kindness. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to go up to someone and pay for their food, right? It just means that go and do something positive for someone else out there. And that's kind of like a ripple effect, right? Because one person starts this chain of kindness and they're hoping that the person they helped will then go and help someone in their life and then say the same thing, you know, go pay it forward. And you kind of have this chain effect. Now, to an extent too, if you think about the positive influence that you're having in people's lives, you know, the way that hey, even I, the, even the way that I look at it is this podcast alone. Like, out of the people that listen to this, and this, like I said, this podcast gets quite a few, has, I'm happy with where it is, and each episode has gotten quite a few downloads. But if it helps one person, if whatever I'm saying in these episodes helps one person in some positive way or another, then I am happy. Like, I have done my job, right? That's at least for me personally. Now, one thing that I'll tell you guys, especially since you're listening to this, is just, you got to realize your own potential, man. Like, just talking to some people, I feel like they get kind of stuck in this mindset. Like, what can I actually do for the world? Like, is there actually an impact that I can make? Because a lot of, let's be honest, a lot of people self-doubt themselves, you know? And I have been there too. Like, I have found myself in my bedroom at night thinking about, what is my, like, what am I even doing? Like, how am I helping the world? Or, you know, and I'm sure you guys have this too. Like, sometimes you lay in bed at night for hours and you're just kind of thinking about all these things. And that's kind of where I was at certain times in my life, where I'm just like, what can I do for the world out there? Like, am I actually doing anything? Because I'm just, you know, really when it comes to a numbers game, like, there's so many people out there and you're sitting there wondering, like, okay, just how much impact can I have if I'm just one person out of billions, right? But the truth is that you really can make an impact. And that's the whole point of, you know, the ripple effect. Because even if you just feel like you're an everyday average person, you still interact with people every single day for the most part, whether that's in person or online, and you can still have a positive influence on those people, right? Which leads into the next point here. Contributing. When I say contributing, right, how are you putting forth something into something else? You're contributing to something else. And this is mostly contributing to community and society, right? This goes back to the question, like, what can I do for the world or society? Or if you go smaller to the people around you, your community. So, you know, from a personal standpoint here, the way that I kind of went about this is, you know, it started community-wise, my focus on making an impact, it was really, I would say, high school, if not even before that, like middle school years, because we had always kind of done things in school. And I know this is prevalent here in the Philippines too, where you either go clean up certain areas or you volunteer, you know, or you're at the activism or something, right? There's something that you're doing in your younger years. I feel like most people go through this. And in a way, that is, right, that is a ripple effect, that is having a positive influence on something that you believe in. You're contributing basically to community, and you're hoping that that has a bigger effect. Now, as we are, you know, to be honest, as we were younger then, you don't really think about it like that. Because again, you don't have, I would say, the mindfulness that, you know, someone in their adulthood would. Unless, again, you know, there are younger people out there, don't get me wrong, that are way more in tune and aware than I ever was. And, you know, I acknowledge that. But for the most part, you know, most people aren't thinking past the fact that, oh, I'm just going to go volunteer at, you know, a food drive or something like that for a couple hours, you know, at that age. Now, as we get older and we develop, you know, things that we're supporting or that we feel very strongly about, that's where those things start to happen more often, I would say, right? But a lot of people do start at a young age. For me, it started more so, especially in college. That's really when I started to kind of, those ideals and those things that I was really passionate about really started to develop. And this was, again, back in my, you know, leading into my educating years, where I was doing actually a lot of stuff and volunteering for special needs, you know, various special needs kind of programs or initiatives. And even to the point where at some point in my college, we put together an event, and I think it included around, off the top of my head, I think it was like 300, maybe 300 students. And it was like this whole school-wide event where we invited multiple centers and schools with special needs children to come participate. And I was one of the organizers for that, you know. And so in a way, something like that, you still have this effect, and it leads, again, these are all like steps into developing into a successful person that you are today, something, you know, that you're passionate about. And again, this doesn't have to, I know some people are like, well, how am I supposed to organize this? Or how am I supposed to go do that? And, you know, some people can't do that. So what they do is, again, they just, if they have extra money or they have money, they donate to causes, they donate to things, you know. But I will say, side note, make sure you double check the things you're donating to, make sure it's legit, you know, check the background of everything so that your money's not going to waste and is actually going to help whatever you're contributing, donating to, right? That's another method of basically contributing to your community and to your society. Now, next up too is just the question again, leaving that lasting legacy, right? Like, how most people, when they think about it now, they're like, dude, I can't even think about my legacy. Like, what am I going to leave behind? You know, that's how a lot of people do kind of feel. And it's just, when you think about the legacy, it's really, how did you positively impact others throughout your life? Was it your family? Was it your friends? Was it, you know, were you some super successful, famous person that had a, you know, a huge impact on these people and that is your legacy? You know, did you change the world? Right? But again, for the majority of people listening to this, you're probably sitting there wondering, again, how can I have a lasting legacy? If you've even thought about that, right? But this is something that a lot of people deem themselves as having a successful life if they can look back on it. And I'm not even saying, you know, on your deathbed, man. I'm just saying you actually look back on your life and you're like, okay, this was my legacy and I'm proud of this. And it's, I left a lasting impression, you know, here. Again, these, when you think about legacies though, you really do think about some of the most famous historical people in the world that literally changed the world, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean you have to do that on such a big impact. It still is subjective to you in your life. Now, if I was to say like, what was my legacy? Well, there's so much more I still want to accomplish, right? But if I had to look at my legacy now, it's on a smaller scale. And it's like, well, you know, hey, I did some things that I'm very proud about, you know, for the autism community of the Philippines, as my 3 years as a teacher and also helping other special needs children out there, you know, and also my time as like a content creator / esports personality or esports figure. There's also a legacy within that as well. And, you know, again, this can be something, the reason why I say it's subjective is because even if this is in your workplace, you are leaving a legacy in your workplace or your businesses or your school, right? You have a legacy there. When I look back on my college days here, my legacy there, you know, some would be like, oh yeah, that was, that guy was Mr. University. That guy was this, that guy was that. But that's not even what I think about. What I think about with my legacy in college here was actually the fact that I got best in thesis, you know, and that I really put a lot of time with my group in my thesis and we did an amazing job. And that award and everything, because we got best in thesis in the course, but also the college, the entire college, that is my legacy there, you know. So it's something, again, that really just depends on what you go through life and how you kind of develop as the time goes on. Like, what is that legacy that you're developing? You might not think about it at the actual time that it's going on in your life, but eventually you'll look back and be like, okay, this is part of the legacy that I'm leaving here. Even though, you know, I'm this young or that old, it, you know, it really is just, again, it's up to, it's subjective, right? So last point here, even with that legacy, once again, is really when you're looking at your legacy and you're looking at the contributions that you've made to community and to society, and also just kind of how this influence has rippled through your life, wherever you are now, it's really comes down to the joy, you know, the joy of making a difference. Like, how have you made a difference? And you're hoping that, hey, it's positive that the way that I made a difference, right? There is an emotional benefit to knowing that you help someone in whatever way that is, whatever way that is. If that's financially you help someone, if that's physically you had to help someone, you know, just even lifting boxes for someone or lifting groceries, right? Something small like that. Basically, you just naturally as humans, as people, when you help someone, you feel good about it. You feel good about yourself. You feel good about what you've done. And you hope that the person also feels good for your help, right? And this is kind of like an intrinsic reward, basically, because it's happening within. And also, it's just when you have that feeling, it kind of drives you to do it again and continue to do it, right? And this is why I was talking about before, like a lot of this also comes from just how you're raised and when you're younger. How are you raised by your parents? How are you raised through your environment? You know, and this is where that character kind of develops, because there are some people out there that do, let's say, help someone, but then they don't really feel like some emotional benefit from it, right? Because they haven't, from an early age, they haven't been taught that kind of feeling, or maybe they just didn't experience that depending on their life, right? Now, so, like for me, when I look back on the stuff that I've done throughout my life, I can wholeheartedly say, like, I'm happy with the stuff that I've done. Yes, I've had maybe mistakes along the way for various things, but eventually or inevitably, everything that I was really doing was to either help propel myself in the future to get to that point again of success, but along the way was to try to help people along the way. You know, like I know out there in the world, people will say like, it's a dog eat dog world. You know, you gotta just look after yourself, this and that. But realistically, like that's not necessarily how I was raised. You know, if someone needed help, then I was kind of taught and raised to say, hey, let me help you. Right. And as I got older, you also have to learn how to discern the difference between someone who's going to take advantage of you and who's not. But again, most of these situations, right, the joy, again, of making a difference here is being able to decipher those moments in life when you look back and say, okay, I actually made a difference. And those people also appreciated the help that I gave them. You know, and that's something that has to be also learned. It's not just you don't just have it innately, right? So this is, again, life is the biggest teacher here. And this is kind of what you learn. You will make mistakes along the way. You might get taken advantage of as you're trying to contribute to society. But again, the way you respond to that, the way you develop from those moments in life is really what matters here. So I think that pretty much is going to go ahead and wrap everything up here for this episode. Again, leaving an impact and making a difference is really what it comes down to is rippling effect of leaving a positive influence on people, contributing to community and society, right? Doing that in the best way possible, starting small and hoping that it has that ripple effect from community, even if that's as small as just your siblings or your family and going on into eventually society, right? Because remember, the positive impact we make on people closest to us could lead them to make positive impacts on the people close to them. And it's just this whole domino effect, right? Again, leaving a lasting legacy as we look back on our lives and what we've accomplished, and just being joyful and just being happy about making an actual difference, no matter how small that was. If you made a difference positively for others by impacting them, then that is something that you should be proud of, right? That is something that you should be able to celebrate and rejoice. Again, all of this too, as I said from the previous episodes, practicing mindfulness, being aware will really help you guys understand this further as you look back and you know, look back at your life wherever you currently are, right? So that's going to do it for me on this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. It's been great. We have one more episode here for the Success series, and then we'll lead into some new things here for the Suitcast, all right? Thank you guys also for your messages. I have gotten them for you guys listening to these. I do appreciate them. Thank you so much. That'll do it for this episode. We'll see you guys in the next one.